Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the K Building in the Brownfield stage. We are here with Jill Tyson, who is the coordinator of prospective student services at the College of Food, Agriculture, and Environmental Sciences at The Ohio State University. Jill, nice to have you with us.
Thanks so much. It's great to be here.
I would imagine that this is a pretty exciting day for you to see all of these high school kids walking around Farm Science Review.
It really is. We have a game that we play in the Buckeye Bailey, in the Bailey Building, that really promotes opportunities in the College of Food, Agricultural, and Environmental Sciences. We offer 22 undergraduate majors, and our goal is to really spread the message about what students can study at Ohio State in our college and what types of great careers they can find by learning about the majors, even in high school.
Well, let's talk about those majors. What are some of the maybe more popular majors right now?
Well, animal science is always a popular major among high school students. So many students have maybe had exposure to animals through 4-H or FFA, or maybe just through family pets, those types of things, and they have an interest in learning about animal nutrition, genetics, reproduction, all of those things. Some may aspire to be a vet at one day, and so they might choose animal science as a way to get to vet school as one of the options they could consider. Also, environmental science, food science, plant health management, professional golf management, construction systems management, all of those programs, and obviously the diversity among just those that I mentioned is pretty wide. So students can really do it all in our college, and it just matters really what is the right fit for them in terms of the programs we offer.
For those high school students that are thinking about enrolling at The Ohio State University in the College of Food, Agriculture, and Environmental Sciences, what are some of the things that they can do early on in their high school career that will better prepare them for OSU?
That's a great question. We get that question all the time. And really, focusing in on the classes that you take in high school is really critical. They evaluate all the courses students have taken. They really like to see college prep curriculum. So that might be in the form of advanced courses or AP courses. It could be general courses. It really varies quite greatly depending on the school that student goes to. They also look at that test score, the ACT or SAT test score, the class rank, which is often correlated with the GPA, and a lot of other factors that are considered, which are a part of the application process, such as the essay and extracurricular activities.
Let's talk about those extracurricular activities. I had Dean Mosier and the incoming dean, Dr. McFerrin, on yesterday, and they both talked about the importance of those extracurricular activities, and there are a number to choose from.
That's correct. And in our college alone, we have over 38 undergraduate student organizations. And while it's very important for students to have a maintained balance in high school and being involved outside of the classroom as well as doing well academically, we try and mirror that at the collegiate level. And so while it is very important in high school, a lot of students might be involved in athletics or band. They might be involved in a Spanish club or a French club, maybe through their high school, maybe involved in their community, maybe involved in 4-H or FFA. A lot of some of those organizations tend to be popular among students enrolling in our college. Then once we get to the collegiate level, students tend to join organizations both in our college and at the university level. At the university level, pretty much anything you can think of, as you can imagine, Ohio State University is quite a large institution. We offer it all. And I think that really provides so many great experiences for students to gain those leadership skills, public speaking skills, opportunities that really prepare them for full-time careers. And we know, especially from some of those exhibitors that are here at the Farm Science Review, those soft skills are really critical when they go to interview students and compare one application to another as to who they might want to hire.
How important is it for a student that is going to be enrolling at the Ohio State University to come in with pretty much their mind made up on what their major is going to be? Is that important? Is that critical?
Well, that's also a great question. I think it really depends on the student. Some students come in and they know exactly what they want to decide their major is going to be, and they enroll in that, and they end up graduating from that program 4 years later. Other students might change their mind three, four, maybe more times as a student. Myself, when I enrolled at The Ohio State University in the College of Food, Agricultural, and Environmental Sciences, I was an agricultural undecided student. I knew I wanted to be in that college. I had it narrowed down to a couple programs that I wanted to consider. I started taking classes in communication courses and ended up declaring a major in agricultural communication. And it certainly was a great choice for me, but it really depends on the student. There's not a one-size-fits-all path for students to be successful in our college.
Classes began a little earlier than normal this year at Ohio State. And how's that affected things? Let me ask, first of all, what's enrollment in the college like?
Enrollment looks good. Actually, as a total in our college, our enrollment is the highest it's ever been, and we're sure proud of that. It's exciting to know that students see great futures in careers linked to the College of Food, Agricultural, and Environmental Sciences. When we look at the hot topics out there related to food and the environment, our future careers, most of them linked to majors that are in our college. And so we get so excited about sharing that with students and knowing that they can, in fact, find jobs. 92% of our students, once they complete their undergraduate program, have a job within 6 months of graduation, and that's a phenomenal job placement rate. So enrollment as a whole is very good in our college. We're excited about that. And across the board, we look at always continuing to raise that awareness so more students will know about the opportunities at Ohio State and the college.
Farm Science Review, as we mentioned at the beginning, is just a great venue for you folks to get information into the hands of these high school students. But they have a lot of other options available where they can learn and experience before even deciding that's where they want to go.
That keyword experience is something that we talk a lot about. We have a visit day that's called Experience OSU for a Day. That's where students can come to campus and actually shadow a current student. So let's say we had a student who was interested in animal sciences. When they come to campus, they would actually get paired up with a current animal science student, and they get to sit in on classes with that student. What better way than to actually come and experience it yourself than to find out if that's really a good fit for you and whether or not you'd want to apply to the university. We run that visit program every day we have classes, and it's free for students and parents to participate in. While the students in classes, we have the parents go on a university walking tour. So they are separated for a little while, but then they come back together in the afternoon and they have a meeting with a faculty member and staff, again, in their areas of interest. So they can check out more than one area if they're interested in multiple areas. But it's a great way for them to have a full view of really what the experience in our college is like. And anyone can sign up on our college website if they're interested in visiting our college.
Farm Science Review is not the only place that students will find your presence. You have another big event coming up in Indianapolis in October.
That's correct. We will be traveling to Indianapolis. We also do some out-of-state recruitment, and one of the big events that we go to is the career show at the National FFA Convention. There's a lot of great leadership at that convention, and we certainly want to make sure that our presence is there and that we can get the message out to students who might not be from Ohio. We hope that many students growing up in Ohio and that might be at the Farm Science Review, they know the Ohio State University well and know of the College of Food, Agricultural, and Environmental Sciences, but we want that message to be spread just beyond Ohio as well, and we'll run into a lot of students from our home state, the Buckeye State, at that convention, but then also be able to talk to some other students that might be interested in visiting our college or perhaps enrolling and applying.
Just curious, when you look at the enrollment, say let's look at the freshman class here in 2012, what's the makeup? Are a lot of them from the farm, or are we starting to find that trend maybe shift a little bit to more non-farm kids coming into the college.
It really is a good mix. We still have the traditional students that are coming from that farm background and students that maybe, again, were exposed to 4-H or FFA in high school throughout their community experiences do come from that rural area. We also have a lot of students in our college that are finding out about us and that are from an urban background. They're not familiar with the Farm Science Review, or they're not familiar with other things such as 4-H or FFA, and we have a really good mix of students in our college, and we try to promote interaction among all students because they can certainly benefit from getting to know the differences, and also certainly as they go out and they start working full-time, they'll be in a job likely where they're going to have to interact with others who might be different from themselves.
Now, if I understood Dean Mosier yesterday, an internship is a requirement in the College of Food, Agriculture, and Environmental Sciences?
That's correct. For most of our majors, not all of our programs, but for most of our majors, students will do an internship before they graduate. An internship is usually 10 to 12 weeks. It can be paid or unpaid, and it could take place right in that student's home state if they're from Ohio or from somewhere else. It could be anywhere else in the country or even international. And an internship is really a great way for students to find out what they want to do. It can also be a good way to find out what they don't want to do. When they have that internship experience, you know, they might be working for a big name company like Nestle, or they might be working for Cargill, or they might be working for Farm Credit Services of Mid-America. Lots of different companies hire our students. Many of those companies actually come to campus to recruit the students. And that's a great way for students to get connected and to find out if they, in fact, want to pursue a career linked to that individual organization or company.
Jill, anything else about the college that you'd like to mention that would encourage students to take a close look at the Ohio State University?
Well, I think a big thing that we never want to leave out is the fact that we offer a lot of scholarship support to our undergraduate students. And that we know that as students choose from the many college options they have out there, scholarships really do matter. Our college awards $1.5 million in scholarships each year to students, and that's at the undergraduate level. So coming in as a first-year student, you're eligible to apply for those scholarships. And the two things that are always required is that, first of all, you fill out that application. And second of all, you major in one of our 22 undergraduate majors. So lots of good opportunities. And certainly we hope that students and parents know that we offer scholarships for students.
Jill, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule here at Farm Science Review to come by to visit with us. Jill Tyson is a coordinator of Prospective Student Services at the College of Food, Agriculture, and Environmental Sciences at The Ohio State University. And for you young people that are here, if you haven't stopped over at the Bailey Building, you might want to do that yet this afternoon and pick up some information and learn more about the opportunities that are out there, because there are a lot of them. Jill, thank you so much.
Thank you.